It's been about a week and a half since the death of wrestling great Macho Man Randy Savage, and it's still kind of a hard pill to swallow. So the guy, 58 years old, he'd been out of the wrestling business for a couple of years, and it's not that fans forgot about him, because I think a guy like Randy Poffo would be pretty impossible to ever forget, but it just kind of came out of left field. This is a guy, a former Intercontinental Champion, former WCW Champion, former WWE Champion, that inspired a generation. I'm sure there are many people out there that don't know anything about wrestling, but they know certain names. They know Hulk Hogan, they know The Rock, they know Stone Cold Steve Austin, and they definitely know Macho Man Randy Savage. I mean, this is a guy that I believe was years ahead of his time. It didn't have the most complicated moveset, wasn't an amazing technician in the ring, but he knew ring psychology, and he knew how to get the most out of every single move. And last week on Tough Enough, they were discussing how if you're charismatic, you can put a little spin on a move and make it your own. And it just felt, watching Randy Savage in the ring, every single move that he performed was his own. It could be, you know, an atomic drop, or simple punches to the chest and to the head. All he had to do was just wave his hands around a little bit, just give a little, ooh, yeah! And you felt like you were watching something special every time out. I mean, I remember growing up seeing matches like the one in WrestleMania 3 with him and Steamboat, but also getting older and seeing that Falls Count Anywhere with him and Diamond Dallas Page. He was a competitor. He was an excellent worker, and he was somebody that I would say in the mid to late 90s didn't really get his due. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in WCW. I'm sure you guys are familiar with what Jim Ross has said about WCW, that it was a zoo back then, and they just had a stacked roster from top to bottom, and there were so many egos and so many people jockeying for positions, younger wrestlers, older wrestlers, guys in the mid-card, and I think somebody like Macho Man kind of got overlooked during that time. Yeah, he was past his prime, but I believe even on his worst day, he was a better worker than Hogan or Nash. But for some reason, maybe it was his ego as well that got involved, but he just didn't put the stamp on his career at the end that I think he would have liked. And that little tenure he had with TNA at the end, and then he left over, you know, the ending to the Final Resolution pay-per-view. And again, too, that was just a sour note, a bad way for him to kind of go out. I think younger wrestling fans will remember him more for, like, his rap album and his appearance on TNA than they will for all the great things that he did in the sport. I think even though he wasn't a guy that put a lot of youngsters over, I think what he did specifically for Ricky Steamboat and Diamond Dallas Page was huge for the industry. I mean, Ricky Steamboat is a guy that was having 45-minute matches with Ric Flair 6 years before he even stepped in the ring with Macho Man. But it wasn't until those matches with Savage that he was able to kind of make a name for himself in the WWE and truly get over as, you know, this super babyface. And I think the same thing could be said for Diamond Dallas Page. This was a guy that was toiling in the mid-card for 5-6 years. And all of a sudden, he gets in this feud with Macho Man, and just something happened, something clicked. And of course, WCW ruined it later, because, you know, when DDP won the championship, Macho Man was helping him and this and that. But, I mean, I would say for about a year, year and a half, they had a pretty legitimate feud. They had a pretty great feud that a lot of fans got into, because both of them were just so charismatic. But I think DDP gained a lot of credibility with those matches. They were hard matches, and, you know, Savage sold well. I mean, Savage was the kind of guy, from all the professional wrestlers that I've spoken to over the past couple of years, they always said that, you know, Savage was very generous in the ring and would go out of his way to make somebody look good. And regardless of if he won or not, I mean, most of the time he won, obviously, but he wasn't one of those guys that wrestled in squash matches. He wasn't one of those guys like, you know, Scott Hall would say to, you know, Chris Benoit, oh man, I really like your finish, too bad I'm going to kick out of it tonight. You know, things like that. He really went out of his way to take care of his opponent, even though maybe sometimes his opponents didn't do the same thing. I mean, I've heard stories about how Savage was put in the ring with Ultimate Warrior just to kind of, you know, make him look better. The same thing, like, you know, Rick Rude did the same thing with Warrior and a bunch of other guys. But, again, it just goes to show you the kind of athlete this guy was. This is a guy, I mean, look at his moveset. I mean, he's got 5 or 6 moves. But, he, again, like I said before, he just put his stamp on all of them. And his matches were always entertaining. I really love the dichotomy between him and Elizabeth, and whatever manager he had, he always found a way to kind of, like, have them incorporated. And, like, Sherry Martel was so vicious and so evil when she was his manager, and Elizabeth was just so good. I think it was very interesting how he was able to be this macho man and be this tough guy and have, you know, a beautiful manager by his side who could kind of do his bidding. He was like this taskmaster, in a way, and it was always fun to watch. I mean, I don't ever remember watching a Macho Man match where I was bored. You know, and there have been times where I've watched matches with some of my favorite competitors, and I've said, you know, oh man, just let's change the channel, let's get this over with. But he was one of those guys that, you know, he did what he had to do. And later in his career, I mean, he didn't wrestle much on Nitro and Thunder, and he was more of a guy that would build an angle and wrestle at a pay-per-view. So, in spite of the fact that, like I said before, WCW kind of tarnished his legacy a bit, he did have some great matches in those pay-per-views that really made it worthwhile to watch, you know, and worthwhile to wait to see him perform. He came from a wrestling family, you know, his brother's Leaping Lanny Poffo, his father's Angelo Poffo, and a couple of years ago, I was covering the Brooklyn Cyclones. I did so for about 4 or 5 years, and the Brooklyn Cyclones, they're the Met Single A affiliate, they have an announcer, Warner Fusell, and he did minor league games for the St. Louis Cardinals in the late 60s, early 70s, and I remember he was telling me a story that he was out, you know, for dinner with one of the players, and he was just BSing with them and this and that, and he said he had kind of like a deep voice, you know, like one of those, you know, deeper voices. He said he'd never forget it. He said it wasn't as pronounced as it was later in his life, and I'm like, who the hell is Warner Fusell talking about? And then Warner Fusell told me that it was Randy Savage, that he had called a bunch of Randy Savage's games when he was in the minor leagues, and that he was a catcher in high school that was drafted by the Cardinals, and then they put him in the outfield, and was a really good athlete, and this and that. So it was always an interesting story. It was just something that I would never forget about the guy. And it's just interesting how he went from that life to professional wrestling. Considering that, I mean, I know he's passed on, and a lot of fans are upset, but I just think the guy has a legacy as one of the greatest intercontinental champions of all time, and one of the most influential pop culture figures of the 80s and early 90s. So, above all else, he's a guy that will never be forgotten, and his matches, and his promos, and his Slim Jim commercials will absolutely stand the test of time.